Blog Talk Radio.
Introducing Renee Wiggins, your certified health and wellness coach, author, and host of Being Fabulously Fit for God's Kingdom Blog Talk Radio. Renee provides a roadmap to staying healthy and fit spiritually and physically. She believes God gave us a gift, our temple, and it's ours to nourish, feed, and honor. Be sure to also catch her on ResultsByRenee.com. That's ResultsByRenee.com. And now, here is Renee.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Renee Wiggins, your host of Being Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom, where we engage our listeners to become spiritually and physically fit so they can better serve the Lord. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Whoa, what a beautiful, warm day. And I know you out there still getting your exercise in, what, in the early morning like I did when it's nice and cool, or late in the evening. Do not wear those earphones because you want to be able to be familiar with your surroundings and hear what's going on. Well, tonight, Pamela Turner is talking about get your life back. Ooh, a personal trainer, and she's a motivational speaker, and she got a late book out here. So let's go in. Pamela M. Turner is a highly respected fitness professional and an expert on showing people how to have fun and get moving. Pamela is the owner and president of Turn Round Fitness. I like how she had it because that's part of her name there, like Turn Round Fitness, LLC, certified by ISSA. She educates and motivates her clients through her unique style of coaching. Pamela is dedicated to promoting health and fitness to people of all ages. All ages. Mrs. Turner is a working woman and entrepreneur who thrived by meeting the needs of her turnaround fitness. I like that. Experienced and goal-oriented for herself and her clients, Pamela offers custom training regimens for a diverse client base. About her latest book is her inspiring new devotional, Get Your Life Back. And so many of us have tried. We get started, we stop, we get started, we stop. Well, I want you to know this year we're going to get your life back. Ms. Turner provides you with a resource to push, praise, your way through everyday obstacles you face as you pursue living healthy. Each day devotion was designed to encourage you to stand firmly on God's word, trusting and believing that whatever you face, He is there to help you. Pamela provides a practical way to raise health consciousness through prayer and supplication. God calls you to treat your body as His temple and to trust in Him your time of trouble. We have to believe and apply His word to everything we do. We can go on and on and on, but I like that we got to trust in God. We have to pray, praise, and prayer through any type of trouble. Inside and out, we got to really believe in God. Let's welcome Ms. Turner. Hello, hello. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Fine, fine. Oh, this is so exciting. When LaToya, we got to give out a shout out to LaToya Boyd, your PR person, for hooking this up, because she said, I think you're going to enjoy this because you're an author, a certified fitness trainer, a motivational speaker. I'm an author, a former fitness trainer. I don't know about a motivational speaker, but I am a registered dietitian, and we have similar backgrounds. So tell my listeners a little bit more about yourself.
Okay, so as your introduction had indicated, I am the owner of Turnaround Fitness, LLC, and Turnaround Fitness has been in business since 2005, and it's a health and wellness company that provides quality fitness training. So I either train my clients in the convenience of their home or in my studio, and I also have a virtual component, an interactive virtual component, where I train my clients via Skype or FaceTime. And the whole premise around my training methods is to eliminate as many excuses as possible. So I either come to you, you come to me, or we do it in the privacy of your home via your computer. So I want everyone to have an opportunity to live healthy by any means necessary. So I've developed those three options for people to work out with me, train with me. And my programs that I provide to my clients are custom to their needs, whether they want to lose weight, gain weight, tone, just be healthy, get their endurance up, and also provide basic nutritional training that kind of, fitness and nutrition go hand in hand. You can't have one without the other. So I also do basic nutritional counseling to help optimize my clients' results.
Wow, this is amazing because, you know, like you, I used to apply the fitness and the, you know, the training. Then I added the massage piece because sometimes, I don't know about you, clients will come to you, they are so stressed out that, you know, you can't help them until they get everything off their plate mentally-wise so you can help them physically-wise. So why did you get started in this health and wellness field?
Wow. So I really started based on my own journey. I struggled with my weight, my childhood, and part of my adult life. And I just got sick and tired of being sick and tired. I was one of those people who was the last one to get ready for events because nothing fit right. I didn't look right in any of my clothing. And I just got tired of feeling like that. So I decided to get serious about my health. And I ended up hiring a trainer. I started a weight loss program. And my passion for fitness was birthed out of my own journey. And so once I reached my goals, of course, I was excited. I wanted to help everybody get in shape as well, my family and my friends. It just changed my way of thinking about my views on how I looked, how I felt in my clothing. It just made me a better person. So I just got hooked, and the rest is history. I mean, this is me. This is what I'm all about now.
That is so true. That is so beautiful because a lot of time it is based about journey. For me, it wasn't that. I was always been athletic, and it's just so that when I was going to school, one of the ladies said, well, Renee, you can't go out there and tell people about exercise if you don't exercise. So I guess it is part of my journey. So I had to take up to become a personal trainer. I went to the local Y, learn as much as I can. But then as my journey progressed, I added that God is in your back, you know, on your back. He's there with you. So I added that, I guess, spiritual piece to it. So this is what I like when you say you got to push, pray, and praise your way through everyday obstacles. And that is so true. That is so true. It hit home for me for what I'm going through right now. But when did you always had that, what I call that spiritual world with the physical world? When did you add the spiritual world to your fitness?
Well, I was always part of a church, and I've always had that foundation. And I just realized, you know, the power of prayer and utilizing prayer as our weapon to get over any obstacles that we face. A lot of people struggle with their weight, struggle with staying on track, struggle with just staying focused. And just like we pray for new cars and jobs and a husband or a wife, we pray for just things that, material things, but why not pray to ask God to help us to stay focused and to take care of our bodies, because it's a gift from Him. And just like He helps us with everything else, He will help us with this too. So I'm an intercessor for a ministry, a virtual ministry, and we pray. We pray for, you know, the people a part of the ministry, the world itself, and I just know what those prayers have meant to people and how people's lives have changed because of that. And I just want people to empower them to pray for themselves and to be encouraged and to stand firmly on God's word and know and beyond a shadow of a doubt that He is going to help you overcome whatever obstacle you face.
That is so true. We got to pray. But I want to stay right here because when you were talking about we pray for materialistic things as a young girl, 10 years old, and you're probably going to laugh at this, Pamela. Well, you know, it's 10 years old. I used to eat a package of French fries and wouldn't gain any weight. So I know this is not a good thing to say, but I had a package of French fries. I cooked my French fries. My whole family either was asleep or they were out doing their things. Mother was Eastern Stars. Dad was asleep because he go to work the next day. My sister dating, so I'm home by myself hungry. That was my snack, believe it or not. That was a snack right after dinner. So I couldn't get the ketchup bottle open, and so I'm there praying, please God, to open this ketchup so I can put on my French fries.
Right.
I guess Pamela probably said, what? And it, believe me, it worked. It worked, because after I said my prayer and I struggled with that top, it came off. I was able to eat my French fries.
Right.
My French fries. But for the exercise, for our temple, We want everybody to really have that good peace, like you said. They need that nutrition, and they need that also physical. So you talk about the spiritual, flexing the spiritual muscles. Let's talk about the physical body, flexing the physical muscles there. So you talk to men and female. Who is your clientele?
My clientele is pretty much everyone. I target everyone, men, women, youth, elderly, basically anyone that's willing to push and pray their way to wellness, overcoming whatever obstacles they face that's preventing them from making the healthy choices that they need to make. And obviously my book is it's Christian-based, but I also believe that non-Christians can extract, you know, the principles of living healthy. I really want to touch the family, you know, everybody that's in need of some type of push to be healthy. I mean, there's also people who are thin, who are not necessarily healthy, but they need to move. Everybody needs to understand the importance of movement. They need to understand this importance of what they're putting into their bodies, because it may not be affecting them now, but as time goes on, they can begin to develop all of these allergies and low tolerance to certain things that they've been doing for years. So if we understand what it is that we're putting into our body and how it affects our bodies, then that's half the battle. So my goal is to educate everyone on how to take care of their bodies.
So you want everybody to get there. Life back, so to speak, for those who then are suffering from chronic illness, such as diabetes or COPD, which stands for chronic obstruction pulmonary disease, because those people, sometimes they can't stand up too long, but they can still exercise, and I used to exercise them from the chair. You said you tackle the whole family. Well, as a nutritionist, I used to teach to or counsel, coach the family, because the child would be overweight, and the parents will be overweight. But just because I would talk to the child, the parents would leave the room. And I said, no, this is for everybody. And sometimes the parents say, oh, no, I'm not overweight. You can talk to the child. And they leave. And the mother will be in the hallway somewhere eating chicken wings and french fries. And I'm talking to the child. And she's the one who's the primary breadwinner as well as the preparer of foods. Well, sometimes.
Right.
So explain to my listeners how you worked the whole family, since you said you talked to the whole family.
So, you know, really it starts from the mother, right? Because typically in the household, the mother is the one who's doing the food shopping. She's the one who's cooking the meals. She's really the one that's running the household. So really just focusing on getting mom to a point where she understands the importance of her role in the family, and so that whatever she does, it trickles down. Because honestly, I grew up in a house where my mother cooked all the meals. My father ate the meals. Whatever my mother cooked is what we ate. So she was the one who was basically steering us in whatever direction we were going in. So that's one piece of it, where the parents have to understand the importance of their role and how they impact their children.
Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, go ahead. Right.
Okay.
It's the mother as well impacts the whole family, and sometimes the father too, because we used to been taught if the father didn't want this, then the mother wouldn't cook it.
Mm-hmm.
So you really got to, like you said, the whole family impacted and teach them and guide them, start where they're at, because my listeners, Pamela wants you to get your life back. Not only physically, but also she emphasized spiritually. She has a practical ways to raise health conscious through prayer and supplication. So in your, you have chapters where you see it's a devotional. So is it a devotional plus a prayer at the end? Every day you telling them to pray? How
so
does your book
it's
work?
Really, every day I'm giving them some inspiration, right? And
mm-hmm.
then from there I give them a scripture, something to meditate on. And then I give them some affirmations, some declarations that are over their lives for that particular day, and then a prayer to pray based on whatever the declarations or the topic is for that particular day. And then I end it with a health tip, something regarding exercise, nutrition, support systems, you know, just a variety of different tips that really just kind of keep people engaged and encouraged to say, you know what, I can make it to the next day. And, you know, as they, I also have a section in my book where people can write, today I commit to doing XYZ. And I also have some emotional reflections where people can really start to think about why I make the choices that I make. And if I know that these things are not good for me, how am I going to do things differently? So if, you know, we kind of get the behavioral patterns down and understand why we make the choices we make, we can start to think about, okay, I know when I start to get stressed, I usually grab cookies. So now I know I'm starting to get stressed. I'm not going to grab cookies this time. I'm going to go get on my treadmill. I'm going to go for a walk for 20 minutes or just do something different. So the emotional reflection piece I really love because it just really makes you sit down and really think, okay, I got a pattern going on here and I need to change this pattern. And in order for me to change this pattern, I need to understand, okay, what my trigger points are. Oh, my goodness, I'm starting to get frustrated, and usually when I get frustrated, I grab a bag of chips, and I eat the chips, and, you know, we tend to take things out on our bodies. So it's really a time where I want people to say, okay, I'm gonna plot this out. I got a plan. I got a strategy for tomorrow because today I didn't do so well, but tomorrow is going to be a better day.
I like what you said. We take it out on our bodies. In other words, for my listener out there, she was talking about emotional eaters. You know, if you're going through stress, boss yelled at you, your boyfriend left you, you know, your tire's flat, or as then here what we call the DMV area, District of Columbia, Maryland, Virginia area, the red line always breaks down. So it might be almost 2 to 3 hours by the time you get back home if you left out of work at 4 o'clock. Those things make people go to, you said cookies, some people go to the pint of ice cream and just sit there and eat it and eat it and eat it until what that happens, they get satisfied and then they get guilty. I'm glad you had those practical tips in there because it's all in changing the mindset. That's what
yes.
You said, changing their mindset. So are there three things that you can tell my listeners? I know you said don't grab the cookies, do the exercise, get on trip, but you know, Pamela, don't cookies and chocolate chip cookies going down your throat with a glass of milk or some tea does not, you know, that tastes better than that treadmill. Now, how are you going to work with the sister? Do they have emergency calls to call into you? How does it work?
Well, you know, it's funny you should ask that. I had a client who I was training who was going through a lot of things. She was in the process of building a home. She was working from home. She had a newborn, and then she had two
Ooh.
Other children at school. And she sent me an email one day, and the subject said help. And she said, "I'm so." And then inside, in the, so of course I see the email. I'm like, "Oh my God, what happened?" And when I read the email, it said, "I'm so stressed out. I'm about to go to Starbucks and I'm about to get my Frappuccino, whatever, whatever." And I'm like, "Okay, before you even get in your car, I need you to get on your treadmill or your elliptical," because she had all the stuff in her house. I said, "I need you to give me 20 minutes and I'm going to call you back. I'm going to call you in 20 minutes and see how you're doing." So 20 minutes goes by and she didn't answer the phone. And I'm like, "Oh, my God, it didn't work." But the crazy part is she did call me back, and 40 minutes later, she's like, "I just got off the elliptical." She said, "I feel so much better. I didn't even think about the fact that I could just work out to kind of regulate my emotions." And she started to use exercise as her way of relieving stress. So sometimes with me, just kind of planting that seed in my client, "Look, you know you can do this. So just get on the treadmill, walk it out, and, you know, we'll regroup," type thing. And it worked, and it still works to this day. And the funny thing about it, so fast forward, I go to her house, and we're going to go have a cup of tea, and we decide we're going to go to Starbucks. Now, remind you, in order for her to leave her house, all of her equipment is, like, on her closed-in front porch. That means she's walking past all her exercise equipment to leave to go to Starbucks. Then we're I'm following her to Starbucks, and it's taking forever. And I said, so by the time we get there, I said, "You mean to tell me you was going to leave your house, pass your exercise equipment, and drive all the way over here to Starbucks?" I said, "Wow." And she's like, "I know, right?" And, I mean, you think about it. Had she gone to Starbucks, she would have, like, what, 500 calories and dead calories, you know? So My clients have the option to call me, to text me, to email me. I'm pretty much, you know, available, especially via text. So if I get someone that has, an emergency or needs me, I'm pretty accessible and give them an opportunity to reach out to me. And it works.
And it does, because I was stressed out. I had got rid of a car, but somehow the state, I didn't tell the state or something. I don't know. I got rid of it, was in the pound, and I was supposed to get a renewal or something, but the state was going to charge me 120 days because if you didn't have license, a drive or insurance on your car in Maryland, they charge you $120. But I was like, already got rid of the car, left it at the pound, but I had to prove, and I can't find the police record, can't find the letter. So what I go do? I go run. I came back. Guess what? I found it. So for my listeners out there, Pamela's right. Whenever you stress out, instead of grabbing that cappuccino latte, blah, 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 you know, because it takes a long time to say, and then the calories mount up just as much, or that chocolate shake cake or that pint of ice cream, get on that treadmill. And because what happens, those endorphins are being raised up, that it begin to calm you. That's what you need, calm. And exercise can do the same thing. They eat in a high carbohydrate diet like that ice cream and cake. That is so true. And yet she went the long route, like you said. And a lot of people do that. They want something. It's 9, 10 o'clock at night. They're going to travel for miles to get it, go past the exercise equipment, and travel for miles to get in the car to get that something that they want, macaroni, cheese, or the wonton duck, you know, dinner, whatever. They're going to get it. Pamela, it's the exercise, it's the nutrition. We all talked about that. Mindset is the thing.
Yes.
The spiritual.
That's the battle right there. The mind is
a
powerful tool. And if we would just think about some of the choices we make and really not allow excuses to get in the way of what we are trying to accomplish, I mean, we could go far. And one of the things would get your life back, which resonated because I was thinking about, okay, what I'm going to name the book, you know, I just want everybody to be healthy and I want to be encouraging. And some of us just are alive, right? We're not even living. And we got lost along the way. I've been lost, you know, in my journey, my health journey. And so with the book, I thought, get your life back on track, back to living, back to being healthy, back to being whole. Just an inspiration to all those who have lost their way, and you can come back. You can be, you know, my mom, for example, she was like less than 100 pounds when she got married, and she's well over that now. And now she's at a point at 70, I'll just say 70 plus, because she'll probably kill me if I told her real age. She's at a point where she's like, I'm going to start going to the gym with your father. And it's like she wants her life back. And that's where this whole get your life back comes from.
I like that, get your life back, and how you say get back to normalcy or get back, you know, and we do. We have to get back the weight what we had before along the way. We lost it. Now that we found it, we have to get back. And so I like that title. I like the way that you do devotion. I like how you combine the physical and spiritual muscles, mindset, nuggets, which are very helpful for us today, which is all going on. And that exercise, for my listener out there, help with the ice cream or whatever, or the glass of wine. So what's next on the agenda for you now that you got this book, Get Your Life Back?
Well, I'm excited because the book I just got notification that it was like the bestseller at my first week for Amazon. So I'm like excited. I'm like, yeah, so there's definitely going to be another book at some point. And I'm looking to launch a wellness show, Living Well with Turnaround Fitness. I started filming some of the shows already, but I have not, you know, they have not gone live. And just continue to be a health advocate to the kingdom of God. And I want to live my best life. So, and I want to help folks get to the point of living their best life. So that is my purpose. That is my destiny. And that is what I will do until my last breath, is to help people and raise awareness to being living healthy. You can do so much with your health when you make it a priority.
And that's the key right there. Make it a priority. You get up in the morning, you say your devotion, you do your prayers, everybody, and then you exercise the physical body. After you do the spiritual body, exercise the physical body. Combine the two, because they both work together in hand. And for a lot of us, we don't, you know, we don't take care of this temple. We abuse it with the overeating, over drinking, and other things, because you even mentioned that. What if we harm our body instead of nurturing and loving our body? We need to do that. And that is so good, and that you're doing TV shows. And this is going to be a TV show cable, or it's going to be like on YouTube?
So, yeah, I'm going to actually have, I'm going to put some of the clips on YouTube, and I'm going to share some of my clips via Facebook, but ultimately it'll be on a local cable station, and then, you know, hopefully branch out from there.
I can see that, and I'm glad that's that you're doing this. Get your life back, everybody. Al Turner is turning around, as you say, turn around fitness.
Okay,
wants
around.
You to turn
like
back around. I like that. Turn back around. Don't go. Don't grab that donut. Don't grab that thing. It's to get back and exercise, and for any age, and when you're going through menopause or not, it's very healthy. You feel better. You know, you look better. You sleep better. All this go hand in hand. And so it, by doing this, have you been going to churches as well?
Well, I for what? For which part?
Exercise. The exercise, spreading the word.
Yes. I've done classes in church, have like speaking engagements at churches. So I have definitely been being a part of youth ministries and helping out with getting the kids moving, speaking to them about health and wellness, women ministries, working out with them. I do every year, I do a month of health tips and encouragement to my church, which is Abundant Life Family Worship Church. I just gave them a plug. I speak to the people, the congregation, about healthy tips and living healthy. So definitely working to spread the word and the knowledge to the kingdom of God, because that's very important.
It is very important that, again, I want to repeat, to get our temple strong, be healthy and fit. Start with the kitchen. You know, what you buy and how you prepare the food is going to reflect not only you but future generations down the line. So everybody, you know, you think of like going from the garden to the table. And I used to have a garden, and as a matter of fact, I'm a master gardener, and I help with the local schools and help them. And even we started a garden at our church. So, and the food would go to the senior saints. So anybody out there, Pamela Turner wants you to turn your life back around and get your life back. Well, I'm so glad that you came here. It's good to talk to somebody else who is a fitness person, also an author, motivational speaker, because I see big things. I also see this get your life back. Maybe if you said a TV show, either short videos or even a workbook. This is so good. I'm glad that you are doing this. I'm glad that you've come on to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
We got about a minute left. Can you say something?
I just want to encourage everybody to make health their number one priority. Without it, we basically have nothing. If we think about it seriously, what can we accomplish without it? So focus on getting your health in order. And we can prevent some of these diseases that are plaguing our community, high blood pressure and heart disease and obesity. If we would just make health our number one priority. So get moving.
So for my listeners out there saying, starting tomorrow, I'll let you slide tonight, because I'm sure they're cooking and they listen to this or they're in their car. But tomorrow morning, we want you to get up, do your devotional, your prayer, and what, listeners? Exercise in the early morning. Well, thank you, Pamela, for coming on. Congratulations on your book, and congratulations on your endeavors. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And you take care, and LaTanya Boyd, thank you also.
Listen to Renee Wiggins of Blog Talk Radio, Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom, next week for more fabulous tips on nutrition, fitness, and stress management.